This is Gemara Shabbos, Daf, Lamed, Dalid, Amid, Aleph. And we're holding on the bottom of Lamed Gimel, Amid Beis, as we're wrapping up the incredible story between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, his son Rav Elazar. We concluded with the conversation with Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Omar Hoyel Vizrachish Ninis says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai on the bottom of Lamed Gimel, Amid Beis, he remarks, since anis occurred for me, izel itkin milsa, I have to go and do something. I have to go and do something to benefit the people. Four lines from the bottom. Dechsev, because the pasuk says, "Vayava Yaakov shalim," that when Yaakov came shalim full and whole, v'amer Rav, and Rav explains, "Shalim begufay, shalim b'maynei, shalim b'teirasai," that when Yaakov returned and he was shalim, he was complete in all aspects of shleimus, his body, his wealth, his Torah. It says the pasuk v'yichanes b'nei yoyir. What did he do? He encamped. Omar Rav matbeya tikin lehem. The Yaakov Avinu did something for the city. What did he do? He created a matbeya, a coin. Ushmol amar shvakin tikin lehem. He created a marketplace. Rav Yechon amar merchatzayis tikin lehem. He created bathhouses. So what do we see? He says Rav Shimon Yochai that when a miracle is done, you have to give back to the people. So Amar says, Rav Shimon, he can milsa the baila taikuni. There's something in the town that needs to be fixed. Amrule, they said to Mika Dokta, this be fake toma. There's a place that we're not sure if there's toma. So we turn over to Yadat Lamedal and Amid Aleph. Visli Tsarli Khanan Lakufe, and the Kahanim find it difficult to Lakufe, to circumvent, to go around such an area. Amar says, Rav Shimon, he can ishdi other this chazik achel tahara. Is there someone that maybe knows that it has a cheskes tahara? Amar lei. There is a usab, there's a certainly elderly person, kankites ken zake turmasi truma, that says, I remember that in this place, Rav Yechon ben Zakeh used to eat turmasi of truma. So clearly he was star of it. Ihun amiachi. So says Rav Shimon, he went and he did the same, that he went and he made this type of food, kolecha davikashi. And as he went through the area, everywhere where the ground was hard, tahare, he said it was star. Rafi was soft, tiny, he marked it as Tameh. So therefore, the Kehanim were able to walk through the area. Amar Husab, the certainly elderly person, said to Rav Shimon, Tir ben Yochai b'Isakvaros, look! Rav Shimon Yochai took a b'Isakvaros and made it tar. Amar Lai Raji responded, El Malei lo Yisi Imanu, if you were not with us, Vavilo Yisi Imanu, Vlo Nimnas Imanu, but you were encountered amongst us as those who agreed, Yafatayim, or you'd be right. It looks like we're being matar a b'Isakvaros. However, now that you're here, Imanu of Nimnas Imanu, you count with us, Yamru, people will say, Zainais Mefarkas Azu Azu, that the Zainais braid one another's hair, a terminology saying, Tamaracham Loikol Shekain, that they're not being respectful of each other. Yav Be'ene, Rav Shimon looked at him, V'noch Navshe, and he was Nifter. Navak Leshuka, later Rav Shimon Yochai goes out to the marketplace, Chazel Huda Ben Gerim, sees Yudim Ben Gerim, who's the one that all the way back started this whole story that brought about the decree to Rajbi, Amar Adai Nishla Zebailam, you're still alive. Nasan Boyena Vaaso Gal Shalat Sambais, and Yudim Ben Gerim became a pile of bones. We continue with the Mishnah, a quarter of the way down, Lamedal and Aleph. Shleisha Dvarim Zarchadim Leimer B'tach Beisa, bring us back to Mesecha Shabbos. Three things a person has to see in his house. An Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos of Chashichas, it's getting dark. Isartem, did you take off maestros that we're going to need for Shabbos? Araftem, did you make an Erev Elikua Saner? Did you light candles? Savich Chashicha, Savich Eina Chashicha, if we're not sure if it's yet nighttime. Bein Hashmasha is, as we'll see, Ein Maaser Nesavada, you're not taking a maestro of something that's a vada, you need a maestro. Bein Matvila Nesakelem, we're not allowed to taival v'kelim in a mikvah, v'in malik in a sanei rois, we're not allowed to light candles. Zaval, what are you allowed to do during this zaman of safek? Masterness demai, which is safek, if it was taken of chumas and maestros owned by an amaretz, umarvin v'taymnin es achamin, and you're allowed to do atmana. Says the Gemara Manan, immediately from where do we know that these are the three entities one should say are of Shabbos? Amar Rav Yishuv and Levi Amar Krav Yadad Gishalom Alech, they should know this Shalom in your tents. Ufakadatra Navcha V'loy Sechatad, you should command and you will not come to Aveiros. Meaning, make sure that people know Amar Rav Ravuna aval bihi aval gav dem Rabban shos devar mizachatam leimar. Sarach lemeimin ebin yichus yisol shetzei enaisi gichdel kabul minei. So people will accept it, which, stop, we see an incredible rule. You want someone to listen to you, make sure you say it, bin yichusa. Amar Rav Ashi ana lo shvi ali ha de Rav Ravuna, but yet v'kiyamti misvara, on my own I came to this idea. Says the Gemara, 1 second, aguf akasha amarta shos devar mizachatam zoch beiser shavzu chashicha. Im chashichain sounds like im chashicha right before it gets dark. Savi chashicha, savi gein chashicha. If we're not sure if it's dark or not, loy, then it's not the time to say these things. V'hadar tani, and then in the next Mishnah, the Tana taught savi chashicha, savi gein chashicha. Ma'arif. So what's going on? Are you allowed to make an eruv? Are you allowed to make an eruv at such a time? Says the Gemara, simin begufei zimra sipara bechavle demilsa simin. Says the Gemara, let's go back. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Chibar Rashi, Amar Rav. Loi kasha kan beiruvi techumin, kan eiruvi chatzim bois. The first part of the Mishnah says it's also an eruv techumim. The second part of the Mishnah says it's mutter, it's an eruv chatzirois. Eruv chatzirois is yes allowed to be made, whereas eruv techumim is not. And the simplest understanding is eruv chatzirois is coming to help for a din. They're both dini derabanan, excuse me, but chum is a derabanan that is akin to a deraisa. There is a makar in the Torah, and therefore it's treated with a higher level, whereas eruv techum chatzirais is not. The Amar Rava continues the Gemara, 8 lines from the wide lines, teaches Rava, Amru lo yishnayim, if two people say, Siva eruv aleinu, go make an eruv. Lechad eruv alav nebay diayim. One of them made an eruv while it was still day before Shabbos again. Lechad eruv alav bin hashmashais. The one that made an Erev during the day, the Erev was eaten during Bin Hashemashis. The Erev was eaten at nighttime. Shneim kanei Eruvai. Both of them have an Erev. Says the Gemara, what's going on? One came in an Erev early, but the food was consumed Bin Hashemashis. One made a food Erev Bin Hashemashis, the food was consumed by Nacht. They're both good. So that's the Gemara. I don't understand what's going on. If you're Manashach, even Hashemash is Yamamu. Basel Likni, the second guy, is good. Kamala Likni. Even if it's Leilu, Kamala Likni, Basel Likni. So how can we have it both ways? Says the Gemara, Bin Hashemash is Sveika. And this is what we call a Suffolk Bedin, an inherent Suffolk. It's a time bind. It's not that we're not sure. Everyone is not sure. Ad Yavu Aliyo, till times of Mashiach. It's inherently night and day. And therefore, Sveikin der Rabbanan Likula gets both levels of Kula, both day and night. Therefore, both Eruvim would be good. We'll pick it up from here. B'siyata Dishmaya.